these sweet experiences that Sri Krishna gives us, you know, in our life, these sweet experiences are the only solace when we undergo distress in life. Well, life is full of distress. Where is happiness in life? Whatever life you live, it's only struggle with material existence. But all throughout this struggling, suffering experiences, these sweet experiences which we have received in the holy places like Kusum Sarovar, Barsana, and other holy places, are the solace, number one, and are the source of bliss even in the middle of the suffering also. If suppose I sit down like this, okay, and I suppose something great suffering is going on, but in the middle of that, if I sit down and again narrate this story to you, in the middle of the suffering, I will be beyond the suffering. Right? Instantly, I will be beyond the suffering. And I will see, where is the suffering, actually? So these experiences are the blessings of the Lord in many, many ways, because these deep experiences will always, always give you bliss in the middle of suffering in life. In the middle of all your dangers, all your frustrations and all your unsolvable problems, these memories, whenever you sit down and remember, it will take you out of the whole thing. It will bring you to closer to Krishna, actually. So that is the secret of visiting holy places. When we visit the holy place and relish the pastimes of the holy place, we should absorb them in such a way that whenever there is misery in life, you should be able to remember that. As soon as you remember that, you are in the misery, but you are totally out of it. You don't even yourself feel, ki, am I suffering? Where is the suffering? So it's all wonderful experiences. So we need to be only grateful. We need to be only grateful, nothing else. Because what we receive, we never actually say that we deserve it. It just comes on its own and helps us in a long way. Whenever life is on rough path for you, it just gives you solace and happiness. So, Hare Krishna.